the Hotshot Whiz Kids Podcast Network. Beep, boop, boop, boop.
Hey, it's half past and over o'clock. We're the Hotshot Whiz Kids with Mike Klein Jr. and Mark Davila.
Welcome to Pop Clips.
Yes, welcome everyone.
All right, that's it.
All right, good night. Good night, everybody. Yeah.
That'd be great.
We did it.
Can we have a show where we start talking and then all of a sudden you hear us get up and close the door and then just 30 minutes of silence?
Does someone come back in to turn it off?
Maybe you hear us like in the other room like,
yeah, I like sucking dick too. Hey, we're all out of mayo. We're going to go to the store.
We're going on a mayo run?
Listen, sometimes you're on a mayo, you gotta go on a run, you know?
You know what? I just do without.
But, no, you gotta... But that's what you enjoy.
You know what? I always think of when they talk about the Mayo Clinic, you know, for, like, cancer and shit. This is a dumb name. There's the ketchup clinic, you know? Mayo's a condiment, man. It's mayonnaise.
It's true.
Fucking change your name. Sound a little more professional. People's lives are at stake.
All right, let's get started. I guess it's a huge hit. Iggy Azalea, song called Fancy.
Is it Azalea?
I don't know. Azalea? Azalea? I don't know.
Azalea? I would say Azalea, actually.
I don't think that's right.
That's how I would
Azalea,
say.
Azalea? Whatever. Who gives a fuck? She's some rapper. I don't like rap all that
much.
What about
the Beastie Boys?
I like Wu-Tang.
Beastie Boys, too.
I like Wu-Tang and like...
old school Beasties.
Yeah, that's all right. To me, she's not a good rapper. It sounds like she's doing like a impression of what she thinks a rapper should sound like. She's got like that heavy, like, you know, urban accent going. I don't know what the fuck she's doing because she's Australian or something.
Maybe that does... I mean, she might just sound like that. She might not be doing a voice.
I don't... Whatever it is, I don't like it.
You know, if white people come from the inner city, guess what? They sound like that, too. Don't be so racist, dude. Please.
My point is... Whatever.
Here's my point is, you're racist.
Point is, I don't like her music.
All right. Intro's a little long.
First things first, I'm the realest.
Realest.
Drop this and let the whole world feel it.
Let them feel it.
And I'm still in the murder business. I can hold you down like I'm giving lessons in physics.
You know, it is a popular song. I've been hearing it. And you know what? I'm fine with it.
Really? Her rap style is so annoying.
I mean, it's the same shit that's out there for me.
No, really. What other female rappers is there?
No, but I mean... I'm not judging her, her being a female. It's just, you know, musically. It's like the same shit.
She's not singing the singing part. It's somebody else. I'm talking about the rapping.
Oh, she's not doing this part?
No.
Calm down.
That's what I'm saying. Her rap sucks.
That's fine.
I don't know why you like it so much.
I only bought like 3 copies. I don't like it that much.
You know the thing I noticed about rap, too? The stuff they're saying doesn't really make all that much sense.
It doesn't need to, because you know what? It is difficult to rhyme all those words. So, you know, she's just kind of sitting there. What can I rhyme with this? All right. Now that I listen to it, like really listen to it, and know that she's only doing the rap part, it is kind of bad. Because the hook is fine. This, like the beat and the hook is good.
Yeah, because I think Charlie XCX or something is doing that part.
Do you understand Roman numerals? It's probably not XCX, right? She's probably Charlie the... Shit. 10, 50.
50's L, you idiot.
Is it what C is? 100? I can't remember what C is.
If you put it, if the C is 100,
I think
you put an X before, that'd be 90. Then plus 10, that'd be 100.
I know.
That's what I'm saying.
Whatever C equals, I don't think it's Roman, just C.
I don't think it's Roman numerals.
I don't know, man. XCX. Oh, maybe it's a play on sex. XCX.
Maybe.
It does kind of sound like sex a little bit. Yeah. It actually does kind of suck, I guess. Because the good parts are the hook, which she's not a part of, and like the music, which she's probably not a part of either. Because I could speak. I could probably do the same thing she's doing, I guess.
She's like the first person since the Beatles to have two songs in the top five or something.
Really? What's the other one?
I don't know. She's like, she features on some other song.
Mm. That doesn't mean much.
I don't like
everyone's featured on everything.
She's a flash in the pan. I mean,
they all are.
Not all of them, but five years.
Dude, for the most part, there's like a handful that stick around.
Doesn't it seem like people hang around a little longer these days, though?
Yeah, a little
Or maybe
bit.
We just didn't notice, like, you know, Flock of Seagulls were probably, you know, in the spotlight for, what, 8 years or something, but it seemed like it was, like, just a... When you look back, like, yeah, they had one hit and they were done. But, you know, they were probably around for a while. They put out their other shit.
Yeah.
Because All One I Wonder is... That's just not the only song they put out.
Yeah, that's just the one that got the most play.
Yeah, they put out their next song, like, oh, here's a new hit from Flock of Seagulls. Get excited, guys.
Only and then, band you know, man.
Then I hear it, it's like, all right. That's not so far, or I Fly, or whatever the fuck
Best song I ever heard in my whole life. My long
Flock of Seagulls hate playing their hit. I ran so far.
I don't know what you're talking about. So go on.
I ran so far away with the Flock of Seagulls. Everyone knows that song.
Yeah, Mark doesn't.
Yes, you have. Dude,
okay. If I heard it, I'd recognize yeah, you it, would. But I don't know what you're talking about.
I ran so far away. If I could sing, it'd be better. Yeah. Next up, we have a girl named Ali Hariyupur, and she is a vlogger.
Good reading.
And about a year ago, in some months, she was very sad about somebody named Ethan, who she kept calling on Skype, but it won't let me get through.
Oh, my nickname for him would be Ethan Rag. Like right. Ether Rag.
I don't know if that makes sense, but okay.
No, like Ether. Ethan, Ether.
Let's see what Ellie has to say.
Oh, hey.
Oh, hey.
All right, get to it.
I really like... that you think it's cute, but that's how I responded every time you sent me a message, or every time
you need a little bit more of a backstory, because I don't know what the fuck she's talking about.
Well, she's talking to Ethan only, not us.
I didn't realize until last
Does she
night
know that it's this is on the internet? Because then
that,
or did he put it on the internet?
Besides,
oh, maybe he no,
it's my parents it's, who I live with.
Yeah, I don't know.
You live with your parents?
You're the Loser. Person who talks to me the most.
And I love anyone. You.
Like, the past half a year, like...
6 months?
When we've really been talking. Like... Even the few friends that I've gotten, like, really close to...
Oh, by
to
the way, if you watch this, she looks like shit.
Like...
What, are you getting an email?
You just got a Skype!
My personal friends, like, I'm just...
Hey, are you doing
just,
a video
I'm
or something?
I'm just another Facebook friend now. Even my friends in town, like... We don't talk that often.
What is your point, lady?
Yeah, I don't know what she's getting to.
Every day.
Did Ethan break up with her?
I don't know who Ethan is.
I still think
there's no context.
I assume that's her boyfriend.
My Facebook pop
but up. It is so unclear as to what's going on.
I don't think it's her boy.
New message from Ethan Foster.
Oh, a chick gets a chick upset talking about a dude that's her fucking boyfriend.
You always wanted to talk to me.
Is he dead now? Oh, maybe he died. Like that was her friend. I think that might be it. What if it's like a memorial vlog?
Sorry we didn't get to talk about that message last week. A long one, you said.
Not so hard to make fun of it now, is it?
The reason you
had sent
it to me.
I don't know, maybe I'm wrong.
What did you say?
I don't think he's dead because it says I keep calling you on Skype, but it won't let me get through.
Oh, I couldn't understand.
Who is more incapable of reacting to this than one who might try and do something ridiculous over it?
She's a horrible speaker.
Yeah, I don't know what she's saying.
It's hard to understand her.
This is a 10-minute video. Let's go further
yeah,
on.
Yeah, jump off. Oh, cool. We get...
Down
oh, what the fuck is
and
this?
And waste away with me. Down with me.
All right. She's singing.
So how
skip ahead a little bit more,
you
huh?
Wanted
that's good.
It to be
I like this.
And over my head, out of her head, she sang.
Skip it. Skip to the next song.
I like this.
Yeah. She claps
and
for herself.
I wonder,
now she's putting drums in her leg.
When I sing along with you, If everything could ever be this.
Oh, she's actually a shitty singer. She has those, one of those kind of voices.
Anything that could ever feel this good.
That sings like show tunes. You hear it?
She's trying, but she's not doing it.
She wants to do show tunes.
Gotta promise not to stop when I say you will. She sang.
I hear those people sometimes. They're like belting shit out I never heard of.
She's drinking water.
Gotta lubricate
the
pipes.
Anything could ever be this good. I can.
See? You hear it?
I thought she was talking.
Only thing I'll ever ask of you. Gotta promise not to stop when I say when.
You're horrible, in case you don't know.
She's crying about a guy who might be dead, maybe.
Man. You're gonna put shit on the fucking internet? You gotta be clear. That's my advice to you.
I wish you could see all the love people are giving for you.
Maybe he is.
Dude, that's what I'm saying. He's dead.
And that people care. Even the brothers and sisters.
I'm saying he's dead.
Even if they have a funny way of showing it sometimes.
Well, if she could speak English, then mumbling.
You know what? It's so unclear. It's death or breakup. I have no idea.
So she's Skyping a dead guy? Because that's just sad. Hello, are you there, Ethan? No, I'm dead, remember?
Yeah, I'm not sure what's going on.
I keep Ethan's last message to me on my phone, and I just listen to it over and over again.
That's natural for a little while.
Weirdos. Here's a commercial from the 70s about Farrah Fawcett. Apparently she had her own brand of shampoo. I don't know if you knew that, Mark.
Farrah, love your shining hair. Something beautiful happens.
Apparently that shampoo causes cancer.
Fabergé introduces Farrah Fawcett shampoo.
Hey, do they make those eggs too? Fabergé eggs, right?
Yeah.
A new shampoo with vitamins.
Shampoo and eggs, that's all we do.
And herbs.
Something beautiful happens to your hair.
Farrah Fawcett shampoo by Fabergé at Corvettes.
You know what's funny? I mean,
I think that shampoo killed her.
Yeah, she's an attractive woman. I mean, in that commercial, it's from 1978, so that's in her prime.
I want that fancy, that like famous Farrah Fawcett poster.
The poster.
Yeah.
She's not that hot.
I mean, she was pretty hot.
I mean, she's hot, but I wouldn't be going crazy over her. I see chicks like just as hot as that, like, you know, walking around the street.
Well,
I don't know.
The footage you're seeing isn't that clear. Just different style, so I don't know.
But then again, that's just me, because I'm not really impressed by like celebrities now.
You're not impressed by anything.
I know.
Really, I mean, from what I've noticed.
That's true. Good eye.
In Dayton, Ohio, a man was hospitalized after a ram headbutts him. Now, the ram that headbutt him, he was just about to slaughter.
So, Sergeant Slaughter.
So it's a tale of revenge.
A Yamhill County man in the hospital after he was hit in the face by the horns of a ram.
That is right. This was at a small meat processing company in Dayton this morning. The worker was planning to kill the animal. Lisa Balick went to Dayton to get
the plan was foiled.
When 49-year-old Kelly Duvall stuck his head inside a pen looking for the male sheep to slaughter, the animal headbutted him
common?
In the face.
Is that common? What I don't understand is...
About 100 yards up to the...
Who's eating ram meat?
Well, the sheep is just a sheep.
And they come out and they found him on the ground.
I walked into Ben's custom meat processing to get some answers.
Wasn't it a lamb? The lamb's a sheep, right?
Wouldn't talk on camera or show me the ram.
I guess.
But he told me he feels terrible about his long time.
No, ram. A ram is a lamb is a sheep.
Shouting, yeah, it's all the same thing.
Everything. Why do we have eight different names? I have no fucking idea what animal that is.
Face up, down.
Listen, I got a ram, a lamb, and a sheep going to a bar.
Well, you got a cougar, a puma, and a mountain lion.
At Oregon Health Sciences University after he was life-flighted
there. This
isn't the first time the Dayton Fire Department has gone out on animal-related calls. In fact, they tell me some others.
I like how they have a mobile slaughter unit.
Yeah, which is weird.
How does it's like, this one compare to like, hey, can you come over and slaughter this similar nature or more deer force? I have here? They get there like, this looks like a guy. No, it's a deer.
I skinned him first. That's why it looks weird.
It looks weird, but he's a deer.
Injuries caused by animals.
I'm really sure that's a dude. Like, no, it's not.
How much killing goes on in that town where they needed to invest money in a mobile slaughterhouse?
Well, you know what I think it is that when you, you know, you go hunting.
Like when you kill something and you're super lazy?
Well, yeah, you just drag it out to the road. Like, here you go. Like, all right, we'll slaughter it. Here's your meat. They put, you know, put in that paper they put meat in.
I mean, that fresh. Kind of wax paper, right?
Because otherwise you just, like, drop it off at somewhere.
Yeah, well, listen, that's on you. You're the one who wanted to fucking kill something.
I remember I've been to people's houses where they have, like, dead deer just dangling in their garages.
That's fucking gross.
Yeah.
Yeah. Whatever.
Delicious. And now for the song of the week.
You love this song.
Digital Underground... Humpty Dance.
Whatever happened to that dude?
You know what's weird?
That weird?
I was ashamed to admit this, but I didn't know that this was just a character. Like, I didn't think like he was at home like with this outfit on. But this is just G-Shock, one of his many characters he used when he was with Digital Underground. Or he still is with him, I think.
Well, I didn't know about it either, but I don't know shit about music, so I'm
so it's like, he has a bunch of different characters, and this just happens to be one of them for this song.
Yeah, the one that was actually, you know, went somewhere.
There's other hits.
Yeah, but this is a pretty big song.
Tupac was actually in Digital Underground, too.
Was it? If I know about the song, it had to have been huge. That's the yardstick you use. If Mark knows it, it's big.
And this is my favorite line.
Getting busy in a Burger King bathroom.
What's this? I'll eat up all your crackers and your licorice. Yo, fat girl. Come here, are you ticklish? Yeah, I called you fat. Look at me, I'm skinny. I do that in the mall all the time. I'm
a freak. Call people like fat or eat their licorice.
Hey, fat girl, are you ticklish? Burger King bathroom, I'm
crazy. Man, 1989. I remember being a kid and this song being big. I'm still getting in the girl's pants and I even got my own dance.
To me, this is 20 times better than anything they put out. It's better than Izzy Azero, whatever her name is. This guy knows how to rap.
You know what? He is doing a better job because he's carrying the entire song. And that new shit, she just has, like, the one line she says a few times in the song while everyone else is doing shit. I guess he needs more talent back then.
Where did he find
a giant nose?
A pair of Groucho Marx glasses with a black nose.
Maybe he painted it. Did it himself. Cause in the 69 my Humpty nose will tickle your rear. My nose is big. I'm not ashamed. Big like a pickle. I'm still getting paid. I get laid by the ladies. You know I'm in charge. Both how I'm living and my nose is large. I get stupid. I shoot an arrow like Cupid.
You know what? I thought I related to this guy because me and him both have big noses.
Yeah.
But no, he's just a character. He's a
prosthetic. Not real at all.
Yeah. It's bullshit.
Crushed you.
My whole childhood is crushed.
Yeah, too bad. I do enjoy the song. I could just sit and listen to it.
Which is odd, you liking a song.
A lot of it's more the memories, you know, being evoked. It's like a fun song.
Is this the song you and your lady friend were dancing to? You were molested?
Yeah, this is it.
If you missed yesterday's episode, you'll learn about that.
Them's the breaks. Does anyone say that anymore as an expression?
Them's the breaks. I say it all the time.
Do it.
Anyways, that's the end of the episode.
That's true.
Them's the breaks.
That's true, yeah. So sad for you. HotShotWizKids.com, Facebook, Twitter, YouTube, Amazon link. Donate maybe. Do something. Listen tomorrow. Crazy, whack, funky. People say you look like MC Hammer on crack, Humpty. That's alright, cause my body's in motion. It's supposed to look like a fit or a convulsion. Anyone can play this game. This is my dance, y'all. Humpty Hump's my name. No two people will do it the same. You got it down when you appear to be in pain. Humping, funking, jumping. Gig around, shaking your rump. And when a doodoo chump punk points a finger like a stunt, tell him step off, I'm doing the hump. The Humpty Dance is your